Listen. No, no. Come in a little bit closer to the radio. A little bit closer. Okay. I was at this fabulous place where you walk into a seemingly Victorian mansion on Main Street in Bethlehem, and inside you find a contemporary art gallery. No white walls, no glaring lights. I mean, the whole place reminded me of a beautiful, comfy, contemporary home. On the walls and the side tables of a rustic modern-style bedroom were the creations of emerging and established regional artists, sculpts of glass and wood, and mesmerizing mechanical animatrons. Oil, pastel, watercolor, and acrylic images jumped out at you from every cozy little corner. A unique handcrafted jewelry dangled and danced in the living room, in their living room showcase. Yet amidst all the magic, you feel like you've been welcomed into a good friend's home. And you have. I'm not going to tell you exactly where this fantastic place is, but I will tell you it's on Main Street in Bethlehem, and you can't miss it if you look behind the incognito elm tree right next to it. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Ward Van Hout, Executive Director of Bethlehem House Contemporary Art Gallery, and with curator Katie Hughes. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome, Hi. Folks.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
I'm delighted. And you're allowed to tell the audience,
yes,
the listeners, where the gallery is. Only George will keep it a secret.
It sounded very secretive.
Yeah. Well, it's right on Main Street in historic downtown Bethlehem at 459 Main Street, a couple doors up from the hotel.
Okay.
Right in the heart of it.
A perfect spot.
A perfect spot.
I do have to say, Ward is the curator.
Okay.
I was gonna fake it and pretend I was. No, he's the curator. He's the magic maker.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And you then are the manager.
I am. Yes.
That's right. And you make your own magic.
Yes. Different kind of magic.
Kate's the gallery director, and she keeps all of the many, many moving pieces moving. You know, very easily. So, or she makes it look easy.
Yeah, that's what makes it so fantastic. It is magical in a way, because you can go in and see one exhibit, and then when you put the blinds down, so to speak, and make another one, it's completely different. It looks really, truly different.
Yeah, well, we're very theatrical about how we approach our gallery.
I appreciate that.
Well, one of the things that's, and I encourage folks not only to check them out on Facebook, website, et cetera, looking at the bios on your website, Kel Sapri, there's a lot of theater in the background of yourself, Kate, Ward, Jerry, the lighting designer,
etc.
Is that, I don't think that's coincidence.
No. Well, Jerry certainly is not coincidence. Jerry Forsyth and I used to work together at Villanova Theater. They have a master's program there. Jerry was the lighting designer and I was the props master. So we were colleagues for 8 years prior to opening the gallery. And then with Kate, it's probably not just coincidental, because theater people tend to be attracted to theater people, and you know, we sort of speak the same language. So when Kate was recommended to me by one of her former employees, a gallery that she used to work in, yeah, she came highly recommended. We met, we hit it off right away, and it worked out really well. And then just it was really a benefit having her sort of understand the you know, the theatrics that I was aiming for, including like keeping the curtain up in the windows while we're changing shows. And
that's cool. That's really great.
You know, and
what's going on here?
Yeah, so we keep everybody guessing, and we open the doors at, you know, at the top of the show.
So. Opening night.
Sharp, yeah. 6 o'clock,
yes. Well, and I find it fascinating, though, that there's the theater background, which makes obviously influences the gallery and what makes the gallery so unique, and yet you're both also visual artists.
Yes.
Kate, yourself, I don't think I had known that until recently, you had a show focusing on women that had influenced you and inspired
you.
Yeah,
women who inspire. Right. I did a photo series, printed on fabric, and then stitched.
Right.
I say stitched, it's very loose term. It just adds elements that wouldn't.
She had embellished
be
her
embellishments
photography with, yes, these, you know, beautiful threaded you know, patterns that emphasized, you know, certain parts of the piece that mm-hmm. she helped you draw your eye to what you wanted to see. And it was really very nice.
The other connection is, Ward, you are a graduate of
DeSales.
of DeSales University. And Katie is a graduate of Cedar Crest.
Yes. Yep.
So there's a little connection there. In fact, I asked you this question before, but why Bethlehem? Why did you settle in Bethlehem?
Well, like you said, I went to DeSales to study television and film. So that was sort of my progression professionally, was television and film, then theater, now fine art. I really loved the Lehigh Valley when I was at school there, and just mostly Bethlehem, because that's what I had access to, being that DeSales is closer to Bethlehem than it is Easton and Allentown. But also, my wife's family's from the area, and when we were looking to open the gallery, we were looking at what we wanted to be in a Pennsylvania town, mm-hmm. and we were looking at what spaces, what areas had sort of an already existing art community, but one that there was...
Wasn't saturated,
and that we could bring something unique to. And I did find this area didn't have too many opportunities for contemporary modern artists. So we felt like we could bring something here.
And this is the fifth anniversary that you just celebrated. Yes. Christmas in July, I think, Kate, you said.
Christmas in July in the Christmas City.
Yeah. July 25th. So it's 5 years now down the road. For given that it's a contemporary, modern, unique approach. From my experience of attending events and openings there, people love it. Are you pleased? I mean, what's this journey been like for these 5 years?
Well, Kate has the most interfacing with the customers, so I'll let her cover this first.
It is very interesting when people come in, if they haven't been there, we kind of tell them how we run and change from show to show. And always, you know, I say we close for 2 weeks in between exhibits. We move everything out, paint the walls, change the rooms, all new art, all new furniture. By the time I get to say, paint the walls, they say, wow, all the time, which is great. But when we have our opening events, I mean, Ward and I just look at each other and we just cannot get over it.
Especially that first one. We had no idea what to expect.
No idea.
And we were mobbed. I mean, really? It was spilling out on the street. And it was really just such a wonderful feeling and experience, and like gave us the confidence that we were doing something right.
It's interesting. Why the home, just to back up a little bit, aside from the fact that it works beautifully, why initially? What was the aha moment that said this needs to be set up like a home or a house?
You want to say your tagline?
Oh, it was a woman's idea. It was Ward's wife, Becca. It was her idea to have it set up like a house.
And so... Yeah, my wife is not an artist, but very much a supporter of the arts and a supporter of me being in the arts, which I very much appreciate that from her. But while we were in the process of planning the gallery, the move from being a theater technician to being a gallery owner, curator, everything involved in that, an artist where I could show my work in the gallery. While we were doing that, we were doing a lot of research. Becca was reading book after book about what to do, and one of the things that she read was that you need to come up with something that sets you aside from the other galleries, some unique theme, without being too kitschy about it, but some unique theme. And we had gone to several galleries, and she had mentioned to me that she felt... sometimes in the White Wall Gallery, she felt a little uncomfortable not having an art background. She felt like maybe there was something that she didn't get, but it was intimidating for her. Mm. And then with my background in sets and props in both theater and television, I mean, I was working in commercials. I decorated over 100 spaces in a short period of time because we would go in and redecorate someone's house for the day, shoot, put it right back the way it was. So it made sense. With my design background, I basically was an interior designer for television. So with my design background, it made sense. And her original idea was that we found a Victorian house on small town Main Street somewhere in Pennsylvania, and that we would live upstairs and run the gallery out of the downstairs. There were some impractical challenges with that model, so we abandoned that. We have four small children. So having them live in a gallery, just, you know, it was maybe ill-advised. But the idea of doing the house setting, it was inspired. And I give her all the credit for that wonderful idea. And then it absolutely suited my talent and experience, which was also inspired. I had no background in visual arts. I didn't go to school for art. I'm a self-taught painter. I did it as a hobby. I'd never worked in a gallery. I never showed in a gallery. I did coffee shops and bars and art crawls and stuff. Right. But it was a way for me to put my best foot forward in a field that I didn't have much experience in. Mm. And then Kate had the experience in art galleries and in sales and retail. So she brought that strength to the table.
And Kate, what did you, when you did the prospect of this or the setting, given that you had that experience, what did you think of it when you first encountered it?
It scared me.
Did it?
I thought, well, arts, you know, it's a risky business. At the time, I was selling cars and I was approached and we had the interview and we did the interview at his studio space, so it was sight unseen. And I went to school I had a double major in art and fine arts, and my heart said, yes, do this, but my head was like, is this really what you want to do? So after some negotiation, I decided to take it. When I first walked into the space, there was one wall that was set up, and everything else was sort of in the works. And I'll always remember it. We've sort of done an homage to that wall in this particular exhibit, where the walls are the same sort of, what kind of color is that, would you say?
Like a cantaloupe.
Yeah, and the fireplace, because we can move the fireplace. Okay. Ward has made this foam stone fireplace that can move throughout the space.
That explains a lot. I thought it was
just
me.
It's a set piece, yeah.
It's what they use on set design, but it was set up, and artwork that I had seen, Daryl George, Arturo Cabrera, Ginny Illich, people that I had known.
Like the heavy hitters in the area.
Throughout the years, I had never seen their work on a non-white wall. I'd just seen it, you know, in a regular gallery setting or in their studio. And I tell people this all the time. I remember looking and my head actually tilted to the side and I was like, well, this makes sense. It just made sense. And I felt right at home.
Oh, that's interesting. So intuitive. So it just felt right in your gut right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought, I've made the right decision.
Which is pretty much the way I felt when Becca suggested it. I was like, that's yes. Uh-huh. That's how we're going to do it.
Uh-huh. You've often said, like, art really belongs in the home.
Oh. Yes.
And this is a real way to get it into a home. Certainly anyone can be a fine art collector. And this is the way to look at them. We're going to talk more about the pieces of art, as well as other things as when we come back. So I think I don't want to touch on it now, but I would like us to consider mentioning a whole bunch of other things that I'm excited about that's happening at your place, and that is, of course, Studio 945.
Yes, as well as the gallery.
Pardon?
As well as the gallery.
As well as the gallery, of course, yes, but it's all kind of part of the whole big picture.
Sure.
so to speak. So incidentally, the Bethlehem House Contemporary Art Gallery at 459 Main Street in Bethlehem will celebrate its 6th anniversary on July 25th, 2020. But you'll want to stop in tomorrow and catch the 5th anniversary show going on right now. Believe me, you've got to be there. Did you hear that? Are you still close to the radio? I thought so. We shall return, really, after this brief salient message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is George Miller along with Kate. We chat today with Ward Van Hout, Executive Director and Curator of the Bethlehem House Contemporary Art Gallery, and, of course, with Katie Hughes, the manager. So we're very excited about what's happening there. We were We were there just recently, a week ago.
For the birthday party.
Yeah, for the birthday party. And it was just fantastic. I was mesmerized, as I am every time I go in there. It's different. It just looks different to me.
Although Kate did just point out to us that you may have to wait till Wednesday to see the show because they're actually closed Monday and Tuesday.
That's okay. Just stand outside and wait. It's worth it.
I'm curious with the birthday party having just gone on and the show still being there. The artists that are right now being shown after 5 years, it would seem you've shown 150 artists at this
about
point or
that,
something.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is there what are you looking for? How do you select? There clearly seems to be a kind of core family as well as new faces all the time.
We always want to try to bring new work into the gallery and into the valley. So we mostly show local and regional artists, but have occasionally gone outside of the area to try to, let's see what other people are doing in other places. There are a core group of artists that we work with regularly. We have a group that we call house artists who make more of the functional art, so the tables and the glass vessels and the jewelry, and they're with us in every show. But the featured artists rotate. It's usually between 6 and 8 featured artists. Currently, you want to go through the lists of current artists. Most of them are, most of them have exhibited with us before. A couple of them in our original show.
Hmm. Yeah, we have Dominic Naccarato, Marlo Rodale, Arturo Cabrera, who was just on PBS 39 the other night, which is very exciting. He's a former student of the Charter Arts School. Jessica Bastidas, she did the Music Fest poster this year, also former student of the Charter Arts School. Ward Van Hout, of course. I don't know if you know that guy. Susan
he knows
Washington.
The curator.
Yeah. He has connections. Barney Stone, who does these really wonderful interactive sculptures and motion censored pieces. So it's a really, really well designed
kinetic
show.
Creations, Barney Stone's work, and they're all push buttons, turn cranks, the audience gets to really play with them, and it's a lot of fun. He's the one artist with us in this show that has not exhibited in the gallery before. And then I think with my little joke about knowing the curator, I stepped on Susan Washington. So Susan Washington, who has also exhibited with us before.
And thinking about everyone having the ability to be an art collector or to have art in their home, do you find the audience or the folks that come to the gallery or the folks that respond to the gallery, is it in some ways a younger or a different? Who are you seeing?
We have people of all ages, and it's very interesting because I notice. And it doesn't matter their age. They come in, they're sort of intimidated. They're like, I'm just looking. And I'm like, that's a course. Please look. That's why we're here. And, I describe what we do there, how we rotate the artists, and how we want you. I always say, make yourselves at home. And by the time they get back around, they say, this is so cool. When's the next show opening? They ask questions. I ask them what their favorite room is. And we have I've had so many wonderful conversations there. That truly is the highlight of my job. I meet so many great artists and I get to work with such talented people. But in addition to that, I get to be surrounded by art all day and I get to have conversations, not just about art, but about life and philosophy. And it's a great job. I pinch myself on a regular basis. I do.
It seems like, I don't know if it's just me being more observant, but also because of that sense of openness, I think, and warmth, which is really, I have to say, even on your social media, just radiates, which is lovely.
Thank you.
Your wife talking about feeling intimidated in the past going to a traditional gallery. It seems like, could you talk a little bit about, I know there's yoga at the gallery occasionally, there's more and more events. It seems like there's a sense of
community.
The home. You've got a home there for us.
Yeah. I mean, we want everybody to feel at home. We decorate the gallery like it's a home to try to educate people and show them how they can use this artwork in their home. I mean, especially with like sculptures and some of those pieces. The functional pieces make sense. It's the sculptures and the pieces that are a little more difficult to imagine how you could put them in your home. That's where we're really trying to help people out. But at the same time, we get the opportunity to invite people into our home and experience that and get to know us. And it sounds a little cliche, but we're a family over there. It's a very small staff. There's only 4 of us working there. And, we like each other. So it's good.
And just to clarify, George, you had mentioned Studio 945. That is a separate workspace or separate space, your studio.
Yeah, that's my studio space. It does double as an exhibit space. Okay. It's been a while since we've done an exhibit there, and it's something that we've discussed getting back to. It becomes, sometimes between shows it gets cluttered with the set pieces from the previous production. But I use that space. It's on the north side of Bethlehem, over in an industrial area close to the Mincy Trail Bridge. And that's where I make some of my fused glass work, and I paint. I do reverse painting on glass over there. So my kiln's there. All my painting supplies are there, and also a wood shop. So we do build some of our own pieces.
Yeah. Yes.
But there's a very nice studio space in there too. That is a white wall gallery space. So we are able to provide that
if there's a need
for those people who really want to see a white wall.
Yes.
Yes. We have them
having withdrawal.
We previewed our first group of artists at that space before we had the main street opening. Kate was there as a guest before she started working.
But
with
I sold
us.
A piece. She did. While I was not working.
It was her audition.
Yeah, it was my audition.
So coming up, Kate, you're at the gallery. I'm fascinated.
It's interesting to look at the artwork in Downward Facing Dog, isn't it? Yeah, Laurel Atanasio, and anyone who does yoga in the Lehigh Valley knows her. She's the yogi. She travels all over, and she came to us with this idea of doing yoga at the gallery. So we do about an hour of yoga, and then afterwards, of course, we have to have wine and cheese and talk about art.
Of course.
Yeah, we do that probably once a month for several months in a row, and then we have a little bit of a break.
Okay. And there's a launch coming up with Fig Magazine.
Fig Magazine is having their premiere party for their new edition, I guess is what it's called, of the magazine. It's the arts and culture issue.
Oh, okay.
And that's September 10th, is a Tuesday evening, 5:30 to 7:30, and that is open to the public. So that's a really great issue for us to have at the gallery because it's arts and culture. And that's us.
And there's a connection to Charter. There seems to be a thread or a through line with Charter Arts. And there's an event coming up for Charter Arts on the 14th?
Yes, September 14th at 6 to 9 p.m. And anything that is sold that evening, no matter who the artist is that sells, we are donating 10% back to the Charter Arts School. So currently during this exhibit, anything that Arturo Cabrera would sell or Jessica Bastidas, who are two former graduates of the Charter Arts School, we donate 10% back to the school.
Okay.
We did have their high school or their senior year exhibit a few years ago.
In the first year that we were opened, while they were building their new beautiful space on the south side in Bethlehem, we hosted their senior student exhibit, which was really a lot of fun for
us. It was so nice. They were lined up at the door like George would be on a Tuesday when we're not open. And the windows were all blacked out, and they were standing there in their little bow ties and cocktail dresses. They could not wait to get in.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
It was so lovely to see. And they were so excited, and they did really well. They sold a lot.
And now the schedule is four exhibitions a year?
We do four shows a year. They're seasonal. Okay. We do in the beginning of the year, we do a juried exhibit that has a different theme every year. This year, the theme is going to be home, and it will be juried by Beresford Booth. And then we do a spring show, a summer show, and a holiday show.
Okay. And the current show, the birthday show, runs through
October 5th.
Okay, except Mondays and Tuesdays. No kidding.
Then the holiday show will open October 18th.
During the holiday and during Music Fest, we are open every single day.
All right. Yep. And in terms of the future, beyond the schedule and the exhibit, anything this has led to that you want to play with, growing it, changing?
We did
things
just
you've discovered along the way.
We just started working with art money. Now that's something that any collector, specifically younger people, it's a loan that they can take out that there's interest free for 10 months. So allowing people who wouldn't normally be able to afford, say, like a $2,000 piece, have 10 months to pay it off. So just giving that opportunity to
hopefully
younger.
Opening up collecting to a new group of people.
Yeah.
So it's Bethlehem House Contemporary Art Gallery You can find Ward there just about every day from 6 a.m. until about midnight.
You don't know that. He's making that up.
Untrue.
Katie, incidentally, is an actress and hosts WXLV radio program on Monday mornings called I Hate Kate. I don't know why they named it that. I don't.
This puzzles him.
Anyway, I'm going to listen in at 9 a.m. until noon, so we'll see you there.
Noon until 3.
They just changed it on me.
That's
Did they?
Great. Okay. That's great. Special thanks to Steve Aronson, our technical engineer, who takes care of us like a well-trusted uncle, guiding us safely over these uncharted radio waves. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.